The Dalby sale yards are squarely in the clean zone when it comes to cattle ticks, but that hasn't prevented several incursions in recent months. It's something that has agents at Australia's biggest sale yards in Roma worried.
I nearly believe it's one of the biggest threats to the clean country in my time in the game. I think that a lot of people in the clean area that have never been exposed to ticks don't really understand the ramifications, the costs, but also just the restrictions to markets. You know, we won't be able to sell cattle down over the border in the New South Wales.
That's Cyril Close, president of the Roma Livestock Agents Association. Taroom grazier Paul Wright is a long-time campaigner who's lobbied the state government to protect the tick line and further regulate the movement of cattle through the clean zone. He agrees the scale of the threat can't be underestimated.
Not been very many years since we have been able to shift to cattle without treatment or inspection across the border into New South Wales, and that is because of a lot of good work that has been done and it has given New South Wales confidence that they can buy these cattle without spreading cattle tick. But if that confidence is undermined, we could also easily see a regression in that market.
And Paul Wright suspects the problem is bigger than it appears.
When we see these cattle ticks turning up in sale yards, you sometimes wonder whether that's just the tip of the iceberg. They are often found just by chance, which indicates that the system is just not good enough.
He says the only solution is to better regulate the movement of cattle through the clean zone.
The sale yards aren't really in a position to inspect the cattle coming on. That must be done in another phase. That is, it's got to be done pre-delivery. But the sale yards need to be confident that those cattle coming into the sale yards are not going to carry cattle tick into the free area.
Back in Dalby, new Mayor Paul McVeigh says council will reopen dip yards to mitigate against future tick outbreaks.
The key to it is that we're actually trying to make sure that if it is seen again, that we will open the one known dip yards to try and prevent any movement forward.
But he's keen to see more effective systems in place.
We're very interested to see what does come through. And I think the key for the Western Downs Regional Council is the importance of a strong agricultural sector to our local economy and the situation we have at the moment. We don't want that being damaged at all.
And in Roma, Cyril Close agrees. He wants an independent body overseeing inspections and cattle movements.
We're all only human. People can just miss something. But if you've got an independent person that's in the middle, I think it just puts that other barrier there to prevent the infestation into the clean areas.